This is Talk is Cheap on KPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks Independent Community Radio. All right, this is the Eugene January 19th We Fight Back demonstration. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends, support independent media.
Hello, welcome, welcome! Thank you, Raging Grannies, singing us in. My name is Jen. I am from DSA Eugene. I have a counterpart with me today, Cameron.
Yes, my name is Cameron Stringfield. I'm with the Party for Socialism and Liberation.
We are so excited to have a rally today. A little bit of housekeeping. We do have water and snacks available if you are thirsty or get a little hungry. We have medics available if you need them. They are wearing red bandanas on their arms. We have organizers around if you have any questions. If you need assistance, they are wearing yellow bandanas. They look like this. We're going to march today. We have a march guide for you. It's a little handout. On your way to marching, grab a little pamphlet. People will be passing those out. They have a list of chants to refer to and a handy QR code to our website, wefightback.info, with a full guide and chants and a map if you need it. So let's get started. Let's go.
All right. So our first speaker today is going to be Justin Phillip of the Pacific Green Party. Justin was the Green Party candidate for our congressional district in 2024. The Pacific Green Party runs campaigns to speak truth to power, highlight the systemic nature of our problems, expand the conversation on what is possible, and fight for a better future. Justin currently serves as the co-chair of the Eugene chapter of the Pacific Green Party. Justin, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Cameron. Hey, everybody. All right, today we gather here to fight against the billionaire agenda. How about if you're not a billionaire, let's hear you. Let's make some noise. All right. I probably don't need to tell you, the billionaire agenda has created immense wealth inequality in this country. Over the last 50 years, my lifetime, the top 1% of Americans have taken $50 trillion from the bottom 90%. If you're not part of the 1%, you're getting exploited. Tomorrow, we honor Dr. Martin Luther King. 58 years ago and less than a year before his death, King said, "Why are there 40 million poor people in America?" When you ask that question, you begin to question the capitalistic economy. You begin to ask questions about the whole society. Today, there are still roughly 40 million people living in poverty, and nearly 800,000 people are homeless. It's estimated that the number of unhoused people has grown by 18% just in the last year. Let's contrast that with, in 2012, Elon Musk, go ahead, let's boo it. 2012, Elon Musk was worth $4 billion. Today, he's worth more than $447 billion. In 2012, Jeff Bezos was worth $18 billion. Today, he's worth more than $249 billion. In that same time, there has been no increase in the federal minimum wage. That few can be so obscenely wealthy while many suffer is an indictment of the whole system. It's immoral. On Wednesday, President Biden warned of an emerging oligarchy or rule by an elite few. Thanks, Joe, but you're a little late to the game. It's been 10 years since a study from Princeton and Northwestern concluded that the U.S. is already an oligarchy. In the most recent presidential election, Trump was backed by 52 billionaires. Harris was backed by 83 billionaires. The other 678 sat it out, presumably because they know they will do well under either administration. For decades, we chose to elect political leaders who put the material interests of the rich and powerful above those of the American people. We can do better. The answer is not Donald Trump. He is not going to drain the swamp. He is the epitome of the swamp. He has used the office of the presidency to enrich himself and his wealthy friends. The Trump administration is going to bring with it its own special set of challenges for we the people. We have some great speakers here with us today who are going to talk a little bit about that. And while the challenges may change over time, they're all rooted in the same rot of greed and oppression. To fight effectively, we must understand who our enemy is. It is not our immigrant neighbor. It is not the poor. It's a capitalist system bent on producing greater and greater profits while exploiting people, their labor, and the environment. Donald Trump may be the latest face of imperialism and capitalism, but it is the capitalist, imperialist system itself that is our enemy. We cannot expect one corporate party with a billionaire agenda to save us from the other corporate party with a billionaire agenda. We need a radical shift that puts people, the planet, and peace before profits. We have a different agenda. And to deliver the alternative, we're going to need an alternative vehicle for change. Be conscious of a media that controls and upholds this system. What stories do they choose to run or not run? Which voices are broadcast on the airwaves and in print? How do they manufacture consent? Be conscious of the ways they try to manipulate the narrative and divide us to keep us from forming class consciousness. We have a lot of great people working on issues that need our attention, but there's also a need to see the connection between all these issues and to organize against the system that creates the conditions for these problems in our society. Dr. King, in the last years of his life, told historian David Halberstam that he had abandoned the incremental approach to social change of his civil rights protest days in favor of pursuing, quote, a reconstruction of the entire society, a revolution of values, one which would look uneasily on the glaring contrast of poverty and wealth with righteous indignation. As we honor Dr. King and prepare to fight the next administration, let us continue to come together as we are today, to say we do not consent. I will not resign myself to being ruled by oligarchs. Don't forget, there are more of us than there are of them. I'm asking you today to be a visionary, to ask the questions King asked, and to create a better future for everyone, not just the 1%. Thank you.
Yeah, Justin. Thank you, Justin. I am so excited to bring up a dear comrade of mine, Nikolai. Nikolai is our secretary of the Labor Working Group for DSA Eugene. I first met Nikolai on the strike line, enthusiastically carrying his flag, waving it around, Union Strong. That's right. Nikolai's going to talk to you a bit about labor.
Hello. The working class creates all wealth. Without our labor, nothing gets done. Musk does not make cars. Trump does not build hotels. Bezos does not deliver packages. We do! And if we want to be able to protect and empower the people that we care about and ourselves, it starts at the workplace. I'm a union carpenter. And because I am in a union and have that protection, I am paid nearly double what many non-union carpenters are paid. I have health insurance. I have a pension. If you want to be able to afford to survive, to visit the doctor, to retire, which is a dream for many, then you need to get organized. Woo! That's right! Get involved with your union. If you are not in a union, it is time to organize with your coworkers and make one. You may not know how to do that, and that's okay. DSA is here for you. We will show you. We can work together to give you the skills and the resources you need to fight back. It is not enough to be pro-union. We need to take action together now! Yeah! I'd like to invite you all to our general meeting next Sunday. It's at 3:30 at the Growers Market. I look forward to seeing all of you there so that we can fight back together!
Thank you so much, Nikolai, for those powerful words of labor. There is power in a union. I want you all to go ahead and repeat after me. This is a new chant. This is 2025.
This is 2025.
Get your workplace unionized.
Get your workplace unionized.
This is 2025.
This is 2025.
Get your workplace unionized.
This is
2025.
This is 2025.
Join your nearest picket line.
Join your nearest picket line.
This is 2025.
This is 2025.
Join your nearest picket line.
Join your nearest picket line.
When labor rights are under attack, what do? We fight back. Labor rights are under attack. What do? We fight back. All right. Thank you. So our next speaker tonight is going to be Nora Newman. Nora Newman is a mother, educator, and Mexican immigrant. She is an advocate for migrant students and their families in our community and volunteers her time helping unhoused neighbors. Nora also serves as co-chair of the Eugene branch of the Pacific Green Party. Nora, the floor is yours.
Hello, everyone. This incoming administration has repeatedly demonized immigrants. Should I go to this one or is that? Yeah.
You're shorter.
So yes. Sorry, I'm shorter. This incoming administration has repeatedly demonized immigrants. It's a pattern that we have seen throughout history where immigrants and minorities have been used as scapegoats for all the ills of society. Immigrants are constantly depicted as criminals, but the reality is that immigrants boost the economy and are arrested at a lesser rate. We don't take jobs from current citizens, and we're more likely to start our own businesses and contribute substantial taxes. It is helpful for us to remember that less than 2% of the citizens of this country are actually from here. 98% of us are here thanks to violent conquest, colonization, slavery, ethnic cleansing of native populations, and other massive crimes. U.S. politicians from both parties have installed dictators, sanctioned governments, and decivilized societies all over the world. They have caused ecological catastrophes and crashed economies, all for their donors' interest. Altogether, these factors drive mass migration. There has been talk from both major parties about border security. We must guard against policies that are discriminatory, racist, and unconstitutional. Take, for example, the late Laken Riley Act, which was supported by our congressional representative, Val Hoyle. Policies like this vilify immigrants, increase racism and racial profiling, while still failing to make our country more secure. What we need is an economy that works for us, for everyone. We need to celebrate what each other contribute to our society. We need to not only mobilize around this issue, but to organize against the system that pits immigrants against the working class. And the only way that we can do it is together. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Nora. You know, Trump and the billionaires, they want us to believe that immigrants are the cause of our problems, that immigrants are the cause of our rising food prices, that immigrants are the cause of violent crime, that immigrants are the cause of these very problems that the working class faces. But that is a lie! What causes these problems is that the wealth of this country ends up in the hands of a very small clique of billionaires. We, as the working class, have far more in common with our immigrant neighbors than we do with Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk or, for a local example, Phil Knight. So I want you to join with me when I say, say it once, say it twice.
Say it once, say it twice.
We will not put up with ice.
We will not put up with ice.
Say it once, say it twice.
Say it once, say it twice.
We will not put up with ice.
We will not put up with ice.
From Palestine to Mexico, these border walls have got to go.
From Palestine to Mexico, these border walls have got to go.
All right. Our next speaker tonight is Madison. Madison is a community organizer and activist focused on community resilience and systemic change. They will be speaking on the dangers the Trump regime presents to the LGBTQIA+ community and how we can combat them.
The Trump regime is scared of us. Our queerness frightens them. They know, like we know, that our queerness, our very existence, is resistance to the heteropatriarchal norms that keep their violent colonial state exploiting and extracting from the people and the land. Trump and his gaggle of far-right fascists have promised that 2025 will ban life-saving and gender-affirming medical care access to transgender children and adults. It will deny public restroom access to transgender people, and it will remove all language of LGBTQIA+ existence from federal legislature and documents. This is not the first time the U.S. government has tried to stomp us out. And we are not just fighting against Trump and a few bad seed right-wingers in Congress. Democratic President Biden signed into law the National Defense Authorization Act, which banned transgender service members and their families from receiving health care from the U.S. military. This is not a war between Republicans and queer people. This is a social war, this is a class war, and this is a revolutionary war between the bourgeois elite and the working class person. This attack on our queer bodies, just like the attacks on people of color's bodies, on women, on immigrants, on Palestinians, is an attempt to keep us afraid. It is an attempt to keep us too busy surviving to question the mechanisms of exploitation that continue to isolate and kill us. Whether through lack of healthcare access or the police murdering Black and brown people on our streets, this is a fight against an oppressive colonial state that has used violence as a means of control since they first landed here on Turtle Island. Queerness is the revolution because it rejects the normal of the violent heterocolonial state. Queerness is the revolution because within it we build new models of community where we choose our families and we radically care for them like we did in the AIDS epidemic, and where we riot for them like we did at Stonewall. Find your community. Fight for them, and don't let the state brainwash you into thinking that you can only be what they say you are. Fuck Trump, fuck the state, and queer liberation, baby!
Thank you, Madison. Repeat after me, when queer rights are under attack, what do? We fight back. When queer rights are under attack, what do? We fight back. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and speak to you for a second about war and imperialism. The main thing that might be on all of our minds today is the fact that a admittedly temporary ceasefire is going into effect in Palestine. We have watched for over a year as the genocide in Palestine has racked our hearts with grief, but we understand that even with this temporary ceasefire, that this is not the end of the fight for Palestinian liberation. Palestinian liberation means the end of the occupation of Palestine from the river to the sea. So we must keep our eyes on Palestine. We must keep our eyes on the developing situation in the Middle East and make sure that if the Zionist entity attacks Palestine again, that we are out there in the streets. And not just that, that we are continuing to struggle for Palestinian liberation. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Of course, Palestine is not the only place where we see the violence of imperialism continuing. The violence of imperialism continues to affect people in other parts of the Middle East too. Yemen is still being hit with bombs that are US and UK made. Well, they're actually US and UK bombs. Sudan continues to feel the wrath of our imperialism. The Congo continues to feel the wrath of our imperialism. And we continue to threaten war with countries like China and Iran and Russia. These wars would not serve any of us. They would not help any of us. Nuclear bombs help none of us. We must understand that the anti-imperialist struggle is the most important struggle. And so I hope that as we continue to organize together, that you'll keep that at the forefront of your mind and understand why being anti-war is so important. And with that, I also want to say, for the last year or so, I've been involved with a group here, the Springfield Eugene Anti-Imperialist Coalition. I want to invite you to our next general meeting, which is going to be on Thursday, January 23rd at 5:30 p.m. at the Growers Market at 454 Willamette Street. Join us then.
Just call the ceasefire choir.
And now we're going to have some songs and performances from the ceasefire choir. The Ceasefire Choir is a group of people organized to sing and grief in action as part of an international effort to stop the genocide in Palestine and end Israeli apartheid and occupation. They're adding their voices to the national movement for a permanent ceasefire and free Palestine. You are welcome to add your voice as they sing right now. Please feel free to talk to them afterwards to join them in any singing in the future. You have the mic.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks for being here. Can you hear?
Should we like get a few people at each mic?
Do you want to try this
check,
one?
Check, check,
check. Check, one, two.
Check, check, check.
This
okay.
one's on
there. So this song was inspired by Adrienne Marie Brown's invitation for all of us to sing these words, Not Another Bomb. And so we just want to credit her and give her our thanks for this next song, which is a Ceasefire Choir original here in Eugene. This is Not Another Bomb. Please sing with us. It goes like this.
No, not another bomb, not another bomb, not another bomb, not another bomb. No, not another bomb, not another bomb, not another bomb. No, no. No, not another bomb, not another bomb, not another bomb, not another bomb. No, not another bomb, not another bomb, not another bomb. No, 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 not another bomb, not another bomb, not another bomb, not another bomb. No, not another bomb, not another bomb, not another bomb. No, no,
sing it.
No, not another bomb, not another bomb, not another bomb, not another bomb. No, not another bomb, not another bomb, not another bomb. No, 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 not another bomb, not another bomb, not another bomb, not another bomb. No, not another bomb, not another bomb, not another bomb. No, 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 not another bomb, not another bomb, not another bomb, not another bomb. No, not another bomb, not another bomb, not another bomb. No, no.
Thank you so much. We're going to do one more for you. This one's called We Resist. It's about coming together as community to oppose all the oppression that's on top of us right now. This is inspired by the work of Aaron Johnson. He's an amazing, amazing anti-racism educator. I encourage you to look him up. Holistic Resistance. Here we go.
We resist holistically in community, reaching, building together. We resist holistically in community, reaching, building together.
Sing it.
We resist holistically in community, reaching, building together. 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 We resist
holistically. Sing with us.
In community, reaching,
building,
building together. We resist holistically in community, reaching, building together. We resist holistically in community, reaching, building together. We resist holistically in community, reaching, building together. We resist.
Thank you. Come sing with us if you want to. Approach us if you want to know more.
Hello. We're going to hear a few words from Connor.
Which type is it about?
Doesn't matter.
Hi, everyone. Is this a good volume? Okay. Thank you. All for coming. It's really like empowering to see like people in my community to come together and like such a really like I'm just saying like thank you all for coming. It feels empowering to see people in my community like come together over like something we're all like I feel like I'm very scared about or like anxious and angry. So I feel like empowered and supported by like seeing my community stand up for like what is right, but also like what keeps happening over and over and over. I'm here today to like fight against this presidency, or at least like fight against what's going on, because like fuck Donald Trump. And I'm a first time voter and I'm so disappointed, honestly. Like votes and ballot boxes being burnt. Like how is this democracy? Like how is this, like America is the land of the free and we are burning people's votes to vote for somebody who's supposed to lead us? It's like at this point it's like we're voting for somebody to like annihilate our country. Like look at the fires in California and all the money being sent to bomb people in Palestine. We don't even have I'm going to stay on track. I'm basically trying to raise awareness and funds for a family in Palestine. I want to spread awareness for this family. Someone who's reached out to me, Muhammad, who needs support. And I want people to understand that, like, you may feel like it's just you. You may feel like you don't have very much power, but there's so much we can do, or so much we can change by just using our voice and by like speaking to other people. So I urge you to like share and donate. I'll pass out more flyers, but the cost of food is like so expensive. I look at like my what I can afford in town now, it's so expensive, but like looking at the prices in Palestine just for flour, just for like potatoes or tomatoes, anything like that, it's so limited and so expensive. So I urge you to please donate, give what you can, because it's life-changing. You can save lives, you can feed people. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're gonna hear a few words from Lori. Lori, there you are. Come on up. Lori Harmon is a local climate activist and member of Extinction Rebellion. She's also very active in the fight for Palestine. Lori, come on up.
Thanks, Jen. So our hearts go out to the people who've lost family members, homes, and entire communities in the fires in Altadena and the Palisades. We now know, researchers have found, that there was an increase of 25% of available fuel for those fires due to the results of climate change. In California and around the globe, the scale of devastation caused by climate change, it's hard to grasp. And we're going to continue to see more climate chaos as greenhouse gas emissions continue to rise. We know that the single biggest emitter of greenhouse gases is the Pentagon. Over 50% of our tax dollars are going to fund wars at a time when we need those tax dollars to go toward mitigating climate chaos, funding healthcare, affordable housing, and education. And we know that Trump plans to do the exact opposite. Right now, it's 90 seconds to midnight on the doomsday clock. We're in a moment of clarity. Our choice is between community and chaos, as Dr. King has told us. Our choice is between the Pentagon or the planet. Our choice is between extinction or rebellion, between unfettered capitalism or unrelenting strikes. This rally is about coming together as a community to fight for the things that we need. We need a planet that's livable for the next generation, and we need a mass movement to make that happen. There are several nonviolent direct action climate groups with active chapters here in Eugene, including Extinction Rebellion, Planet versus Pentagon, and 350. Please join us as we stay in Extinction Rebellion, love and rage.
Thank you so much, Lori. And this climate crisis just goes to show why our anti-imperialist struggle is so important. It's not just a foreign war in a distant place. It's the fact that all of us are going to be impacted by the results of imperialism. And the climate crisis has been perpetuated by the imperialists of both parties, mind you. Biden had years to do things for climate policy and did nothing. Trump is going to do even worse. This is why we can't rely on the duopoly to fix our problems. But I want to go ahead and do just a couple more chants with you on this, which is, when they drill and mine and frack, what do? We fight back. When they drill and mine and frack, what do? We fight back. When they drill and mine and frack, what do? We fight back. Hey, hey. Ho, ho, these fossil fuels have got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, these fossil fuels have got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, these fossil fuels have got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, these fossil fuels have got to go. And I've got one better for you. Hey, hey, ho, ho, these fossil fuels are going to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, these fossil fuels are going to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. These fossil fuels are going to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. These fossil fuels are going to go. All right, our next speaker is Rob. Rob is an organizer with the Party for Socialism and Liberation and is here to talk to you about the housing issue. Rob, you have the floor.
Hey, everybody, welcome. I'm not supposed to be here today. We had someone else who was going to come speak about this. But as some of you may know, there was a tragedy this weekend in the community. A fighter exemplifying what Lori brought up about love and rage. Candace King, who you may know as from several years ago, had a big rent strike over on Almaden Street. Huge community defense came out to support Candace, and ultimately the cops came and threw them out. She and her family have been housing insecure ever since. And that's just one of the ways that this system will kill you. It will shorten our lives, make them more miserable, if they can't get out of us what they want, which is our time, our labor, our consent. And Candace never consented. I worked with Candace a few years ago on some projects around her housing co-op that she was trying to start. And her energy, her love, her rage were unmatched by anyone else that I'd ever met. And I think anybody out there who knew her would feel the same. So a few years ago, Candace ran for city council. And I found still her campaign page up. And this was the quote that was leading her campaign page. "We owe nothing to the wealth hoarders and power junkies. We owe everything to ourselves and the next seven generations." And I'd add our ancestors as well. What do we need to say about housing? You look around the city. We have the highest homelessness per capita rate in the country. Housing is a human right. Neither party thinks housing is a human right. We know housing is a human right, so we have to go take it. And so I just want to leave with about 30 seconds of silence for Candace and other comrades, brothers, sisters we've lost in the struggle. As we understand that moving forward, we need each other, and we need that love and rage at the same time. Thank you. Thank you all. When they come for our houses, what do?
We fight back.
When they come for our houses, what do?
We fight back.
When they come to evict our brothers and sisters, what do?
We fight back.
Let's go.
Thank you for that, Rob. That was really heartwarming and tear-jerking at the same time. I want to go ahead and chant something real quick, which is very relevant to our situation in Eugene. It's really simple. Stop the sweeps! 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 Another one. What do we want? Housing! When do we want it? Now! What do we want? Housing! When do we want it? Now! What do we want? Housing! When do we want it? Now! One more before I hand it off to our next speaker. Another one that is particularly local to us. Phil Knight and Elon Musk.
Phil Knight and Elon Musk.
The wealth you have belongs to us. Phil Knight and Elon Musk.
Phil Knight and Elon Musk.
The wealth you have belongs to us.
The wealth you have belongs to us.
Phil Knight and Elon Musk.
Phil Knight and Elon Musk.
The wealth you have belongs to us.
The wealth you have belongs to us.
Thank you. So our next speaker is Kaylee. Kaylee Bronson Cook is an organizer with the Party for the Socialism and Liberation.
and a social worker specializing in preventing violence against women and children, a union member with United Academics at the University of Oregon, and a founding member of the University of Oregon Faculty and Staff for Justice in Palestine. Kaylee will be speaking on the issue of women's liberation. Come on up, Kaylee.
Had to hype myself up. Okay. Thank you all so much for being here. I'm so happy to be here with you all. I want to start my remarks today with a quote from Audre Lorde, who said, "I am not free while any woman is not free, even when her shackles are very different from my own." In this country, we talk about women's rights as if those rights just fell out of the sky one day, magically, out of nowhere. But those rights were struggled for. They were fought for, and they were won. Often at great personal sacrifice to countless women whose faces and names we will never know. Black women who led slave rebellions, risking torture, lynching, and state-sponsored murder. Women who were brutalized, arrested, and even killed, fighting for the right to vote. Women facing down fire hoses, fire hydrants, fighting for civil rights. Women at the Stonewall riots. Women in the movement for Black lives. Women in the labor movement. And so many others. Their struggle continues now, today, as our struggle. They, not politicians, not billionaire, quote-unquote, feminists, are who we have to thank for every single right that we as working women enjoy today. It is with them and with us that I find my conviction that a better world is possible, and we have to build it together. Many of these rights have been won in the rich history of the women's struggle are under attack. One of many examples being the right to safely access an abortion, which was stolen from us by a right-wing Supreme Court, notably under the Biden administration in June of 2022. Yeah. Republicans are leading attacks on reproductive justice. And what has the Democratic Party done about it? Nothing! They have done nothing to actually fight back, to actually protect the rights that we won. Shame. We as working women, we know that while reproductive justice is a central part of the struggle for women's liberation, that Palestine is also a women's issue. That war is a women's issue. That indigenous sovereignty and self-determination is a woman's issue. That mass incarceration, police brutality, housing, health care, child care, a living wage, domestic and sexual violence, racism, immigration, trans and LGBTQ liberation, and climate change are all women's issues. The true fight for women's liberation is the fight for a world free from capitalism. An endless war. We need to build a system that centers the needs of women and all oppressed people, and the only way we're going to get it is together through a truly independent, people-powered movement to defeat not just Trump, the racist, sexist, homophobic, disgusting sexual predator that he is, and that his policies represent, but the entire billionaire agenda, the the corporate duopoly and the system that serves the interests of the elite and preys off of working women and working people everywhere, every day. We don't need billionaire, quote unquote, feminists. We don't need more women CEOs and bosses. We need a feminism for the 99%. And working women don't just stand by when we and our communities are under attack. We fight back. When working women are under attack, what do? We fight. When women are under attack, what do?
We fight back.
When women are under attack, what do?
We fight back.
That's right. And we are actively planning and preparing for that fight back. That is long-standing and lots of fight backs to come. You can follow us on Instagram at PSL Eugene for some upcoming calls to action, including for International Working Women's Day in March. Working Women's Day, little reminder. I'd like to close with the words of Asada Shakur. It is our duty to fight for our freedom. It is our duty to win. We must love and support each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains. Repeat after me. It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to win.
It is our duty to win.
We must love and support one another.
We must love and support one another.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Kaylee. Fantastic. I'm really angry today. Because of healthcare. Who else is fucking sick of this healthcare system? I am. I know I am. My tooth fucking hurts. It's been hurting for like 3 days. I didn't have insurance for like 20 years almost because I lived in a pre-ACA world. When you were 18, you got cut off. I didn't go to the dentist for like a very, very long time because I couldn't afford it and I was fucking poor. yeah, that's right. I have to go to the dentist, and all those years without insurance has sent me into this like anxiety spiral about how much it's gonna cost. Are you sick of all of this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am too. I had a daughter. She was premature, 3 months early. Her hospital bill, over $1 million. To be born. What are we doing? This is madness. Do you think the Democratic establishment gives a fuck about this? No! They are bought and paid for by the insurance industry.
That's right.
Ron Wyden just saw an article, I don't know, a little while ago when I was trying to get this written, that Ron Wyden pushes for universal health care. Hell no. The insurance industry is in his top 10 list of donors. He doesn't give a fuck. It is up to us. It is our labor that runs this world. And we can withhold it and demand whatever the fuck we want. And that's what we need to do. Nurses across Oregon with the Oregon Nurses Association know this. They are on strike. Today is day 10. Yesterday, members of our labor working group, we took a caravan down to Medford and we met those nurses and we stood on the strike line with them. They are amazing. They are fighting. We have to withhold our labor. We will get what we deserve. No more $1 million hospital bills. No more $400 insulin. It is not your fault if you get sick. Why are we saddled with debt? That's right. That's right. No more death. No more sickness. No more going into debt for sickness. If you agree with me, we need to organize. You need to take the next step. If you are not already in an organization, join one. That's right. That is how we do it. We organize together. I organize with Democratic Socialists of America. I love it. We have a fantastic group of people, and we fight for everyone in the working class. We have a meeting next Sunday, 3:30 p.m. at Growers Market, 454 Willamette, across from the train station. Please come, please join us, and let's fight. We need to organize. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen. And of course, we know that these insurance companies are killing us. They're killing millions of Americans. We need to abolish the insurance companies. We need to abolish medical debt and student debt. We need housing for our people. These are the things that the working class needs. But of course, we know that Trump is not going to give us these things. We know that Trump does not have our interests in mind. And we simultaneously know that the Democratic Party has not moved a muscle to give us these things either. That's why we need a movement that serves only one force of people, the working class, us. What do we want? Health care. When do we want it? Now. What do we want? Health care. When do we want it? Now. What do we want? Health care. When do we want it? Now. And repeat after me. Money for health and education, not for war and occupation. Money for health and education, not for war and occupation. Money for health and education, not for war and occupation. All right. Our next speaker is Sam. Sam Cook is an organizer with the Party for Socialism and Liberation and is going to help us wrap up this rally before we go marching.
Thank you so much for coming. This is one. This is one of 82 Fight Back events all over the country. There are thousands of people marching today and tomorrow against the fascist agenda that we are facing over the next 4 years. And all of the issues that have been touched on today, labor, women's rights, the climate, LGBT rights, all of these are fundamentally important issues that we are collectively saying today we will defend them. So how are we going to do that? As Malcolm X said, we are not outnumbered, we are out-organized. What we have is each other, and we need to organize. If you are not in an organization, if you are not working to build the coalitions that put together an event like this today, I would highly encourage you to do so. So, we are about to march. We are about to take the street, as this is going to kick off 4 years of resistance to this agenda. So, the way this is going to work is we are going to march along 8th to Olive, or to High Street, taking a right, going on to 5th Street to Olive, Olive back to 8th and here. As was mentioned before, there are chant sheets and QR codes available for everybody. Try to keep the sidewalks clear for medics, de-escalators, and bikes. The bike brigade will be blocking intersections so that we can march peacefully. This is the beginning of a movement, and all of you are a part of it. So I thank you again for coming, and solidarity forever.
Yes, make sure to get your chant sheets and route map. Also, feel free to pick up one of these Palestine flags. Pick up a sign. Hold one of these banners that's up here. We're going to bring these banners down so that you can hold them. All of that so that we can make this a great march.
We've got a song for you to take. I don't think that one's on. We've got a song for the march to start y'all off. It goes... It's by the Momentum Community. It goes, we're going to rise up till it's won. When the people rise up, the powers come down. They try to stop us, but we keep coming back. So here we go. We're going to rise up till it's won. We're going to rise up till it's won. When the people rise up, the power comes down. When the people rise up, the powers come down. They try to stop us, but we keep coming back. They try to stop us, but we keep coming back. We're gonna rise up till it's won. We're gonna rise up till it's won. When the people rise up, the powers come down. When the people rise up, the powers come down. They try to stop us, but we keep coming back. They try to stop us, but we keep coming back. We're gonna rise up till it's won. We're gonna rise up till it's won. When the people rise up, the powers come down. When the people rise up, the powers come down. They try to stop us, but we keep coming back. They try to stop us, but we keep coming back. We're gonna rise up till it's won. We're gonna